What are you doing, Keith?
What's that? Well, this is something I found. I've been digging around in the retro radio archives.
What is it?
It's my original time machine.
Will it still work?
I think it still works.
Hey, what does this thing do?
Hey, don't touch that.
Wow, look at Keith go.
Yeah, he's been holding out on us. He never told me he could fly like that.
Well, we need to get started. Do you think he'll be okay?
Oh, sure.
Well, I guess I can't wait any longer, Joseph.
Welcome to the Retro Radio Show, taking trips back to the days when radio was young.
You think you can handle it?
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source of your favorite old-time radio shows.
I says it was my right as an American citizen, I says.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
Hey, Fed, I said I'm a ball, shouldn't I?
It's the place where new tech
meets old tech, and likes it. Hey, how come I got stuck with that line?
I don't get it.
Visit us on the web today, retro-otr.com.
Yeah, wouldn't want to guarantee that.
Send an email, or leave a comment.
Don't be silly, you're over age.
We'd love to hear from you.
I said don't touch that.
Keith, are you all right?
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Hey, everybody, this is your host, Keith, and we have another good podcast for you today. This will be one from Jack Benny. The date is May 3rd, 1936. We're rolling the hands of that clock way on back to Jack's fourth season in the radio, and this one is called... What is this one called?
The Code of the Hills.
Yeah, that's what this one is called. I knew it.
Then why did you ask?
Or I wouldn't have asked, huh? Well, anyway, what I think is remarkable about this is that if you think about television programming through the past 4 or 5 decades, most programs do well when they reach their third or fourth year, and usually the 100-show mark is a significant milestone. And that's sort of where Jack Benny is at in his career. In fact, the significant thing about a show around May 3rd, I think it was May 3rd or May 12th or something like that, was Jack's first show. So this is almost exactly a 4-year anniversary for him. And I say all that because, of course, Jack's show would go on for another 20 years. What modern show can you say has been on for that long? Well, I could think of a couple. The Tonight Show, The Simpsons, but those are really kind of the exception to the rule when you think about such things. And back in the old-time radio, you had countless shows who the performers were on the radio for 20 years or more. Besides Jack Benny, you had Lem and Abner, you had Amos and Andy. Bob Hope was on for, I don't know, about 20 years, but a long time. Fred Allen was, and the list can just go on. Don't know what it was so magical about the old-time radio shows, but there are some people who definitely were pillars of the community, so to speak, of old-time radio. Jack Benny was certainly one of them. I haven't been podcasting Jack Benny shows on my Retro Original podcast much lately because I do run about at least 2 to 3 shows every Sunday, and you can listen to those without me flapping my gums and talking and the beginning and stuff like that. So if you wanna, if you enjoy your old-time radio without commentary, that's the thing to do, is visit the homepage at retro-otr.com. And you'll find a plethora, just bunches of old-time radio shows there. One other thing I wanted to talk about, my featured song is going to be one from the Hillbilly Boys. Why? Because Jack's show actually has a hillbilly theme in it, and I thought it would go pretty well. Another thing is, it's actually from around the same time era as this Jack Benny episode. And another thing, I actually, if you haven't been on the webpage, for one thing, shame on you. I'm sorry. But if you haven't been on the homepage, you'll notice that I do have a Hillbilly Boys feature on my music channel there, along with some other music shows like Command Performance and Jubilee and Spike Jones. And the Hillbilly Boys are actually a little-known group because they were more focused in Texas. They didn't really reach across the country. But they have a brief 15-minute musical show, and it features a guy named Mickey Wicky, who you may not recognize that name. And I don't know how he got that name, and I'm going to have to find out one of these days. But his name is really Bob Wills. And so if you're a country music fan, you will know who I'm talking about. And you may perk up your ears when you listen to Hillbilly Boys for that violin playing from Bob Wills. And so I think I've just about talked through my show commentary. So what more should I say? Of course, I have to talk about the webpage. I've been doing some work trying to gather some photographs of old-time radio people, and I'm kind of making a little start at it. You'll notice a few pictures when you go to the webpage now. Right now, I know I have a small group of Lemon Abner photos, and I'm working on getting some of Jack Benny, but I don't have very many yet. And I have a few of, I think, Cisco and Fibber McGee and Molly, I know. And the trouble with me, I have to admit and apologize, is I'm not very good with pictures. Once upon a time, I used to be, but my hand-to-eye coordination is not what it once was. Let's just say that. So watch for some pictures. And I do want to ask if anyone out there who is listening does have collections of photographs of old-time celebrities. Doesn't necessarily have to be a radio star, but preferably. And if you don't mind sharing those pictures, just let me know that you'd be interested in that. And I have a Dropbox account, and I can set up a shared folder, and you can just pop them in there, and I will pop them out there on the page. But I need your help, listeners. Calling our listeners, I need your help. If you have photos, if you ever see a photo popping around the web, and you think, oh, that's so cool, I wonder if Keith would like that. Well, I do, so send it to me, as long as it's not copyrighted. Or if it is, make sure you get permissions and let me know that I would have permissions. So that's some late-breaking news on the webpage. Well, I've been flapping my gums for way too long, so take it away, Retrobots.
Our featured music is the theme song from the Hillbilly Boys. Please, pass the biscuits, Pat P.
Biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits. My dear old ma just makes them grand. We like to sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you say, please pass the biscuit, Pappy. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly man. Thank you. fried fluffy biscuits. My dear old ma just makes them grand. We like to sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll say, please pass the biscuits, Pappy. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. Just make some grand. We like to sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll say, please pass the biscuits, Pappy. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band.
Now for our featured presentation.
In his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with "That's the Codfish Ball" from the picture Captain January. Today we are happy to celebrate the 4th anniversary of Jack Benny on the air. It's a great occasion, folks. So here's to Jack Benny, here's to Jello, and here's the merry month of May, the bright, colorful days that bring us the first hope of summer. But you needn't wait for summer to enjoy the lively goodness of its most popular fruits and berries. You can anticipate that pleasure right now with Jell-O. For Jell-O brings you the ripe fruit taste of cherries, raspberries, and strawberries all year round. Jell-O, and only Jell-O, knows the secret of capturing that extra rich fruit flavor. It tastes just as fine whether you make it yourself or get it at a restaurant. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the National Restaurant Week, so sometime this week when you're out at a restaurant, why not order an appetizing dish of Jell-O? Only always remember to ask for Jell-O by name, either at your grocer's or in a restaurant. Always insist on genuine Jell-O.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight marks Jack Benny's 4th anniversary on the air. Radio marches back. 1932.
Hello, National Broadcasting Company. This is the President of Canada Dry. Who's going to be the master of ceremonies on my program?
Jack Benny.
What? That punk?
1933.
Hello, NBC. This is the President of the Chevrolet Company calling. Who'll be the comedian on our program?
Jack Benny.
What? That punk?
1934.
Hello, NBC. This is Mr. O'Neill of the Chevrolet Tire Company. Who's going to be the funny man on my program?
Jack Benny.
What? That punk?
Radio marches on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jell-O brings you that punk, Jack Benny.
Well, Jell-O again. This is Punk Benny. I mean, Jack Benny talking. Gosh, I'm so excited. It's my 4th year on the air. Isn't that a wonderful record, Don? 4 years.
Oh, I don't know, Jack. Amos and Andy have been on the air 6 years.
Well, that's only 3 years apiece. I'm talking about a single performer, yeah.
Well, how about Rudy Valley? He's been singing for 7 years.
I know, Don, but how long can his nose hold out? Anyway, I don't want to brag or sound egotistical, but I think that... wish I could be with you on your 4th anniversary. I ran my darndest, but couldn't make it. Signed, Brevity. Now, wasn't that nice, Don? But you know what kills me? Everybody has congratulated me on my anniversary except the members of my folks. Isn't that awful? See, you think I was some
punk?
Yeah. No. But they do owe me that courtesy.
Well, here comes Larry. She remembers.
Now, hello, Mary.
Isn't it warm for May the 3rd?
It sure is. Ah, May the 3rd. Mary, remember May the 3rd, 1932? Exactly the goal.
Not that day.
You see, Don?
And so, Jack, can I draw from you? I want to send a telegram of congratulations.
To who, Mary?
And my cousin. She's getting married tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Well, I guess you're right, Jack.
Oh, you can't blame her. She's got so much on her mind. Poor kid, you know.
Hello, Jack. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Thanks.
Just heard you pick the winner in the desert.
Oh. Well, thanks. Anyway,
you're welcome. See you later.
Okay. You see, Don, even Johnny forgot, you know?
Well, Jack, you know, he's got so much on his mind.
Oh, sure. His music and everything.
So you have the winner in the derby, eh?
Yep.
Well, that's fine, Jack. You know, I hate to bring this up on your anniversary, but if you remember, I had half of your horse.
I know, Don, but my half came in first. Now, let's see. What did I win? I have $2 to show. And of course, I'll have to give the jockey something.
Hello, Jack. Congratulations on your anniversary.
Well, Kenny, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad you remembered it.
Nothing on his mind.
Hey, how did you happen to remember my anniversary, Kenny?
Gee, it's in all the papers. Yeah. Here's something I shipped out of the New York Times.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, for the fourth consecutive year, the Senate Finance Committee took up the administration budget proposal.
Hmm. Well.
They spelled your name wrong, Jack.
See what it is, Mary. A medical interview or something, huh?
So, Jack, is a pair of spats outside wants to see you.
A pair of spats? Is there a man inside?
Yes.
Don Best. Come on in, Don. Here, fellas. Good old Jack.
I just thought I'd drop up and offer my congratulations.
Well, this is some surprise. Mary, here's Don.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Don. I guess you received Jack Meyer, all right.
Hey, Don, you're looking like $1 million. Gee, you're one of the few who remember me. I'll never forget you.
You did last Christmas.
Well, that wasn't my fault. Hey, why didn't you hang up your stocking when you went to bed?
What, take off my spats?
Same old bastard. Gee, it's good to see you again.
Hey, Don, how are the wife and kitties?
Kitties? How many kitties do you think I have?
I don't know. I thought you were keeping score.
Mary, Don has only one child, and it looks just like him.
What's the difference as long as they keep him in the house?
Yes, Don, you remember Wilson.
Well, sure. Hiya, Don.
Hello, Don.
How do you feel, Don?
Hi, Don.
Well, that's Don. This is Kenny Baker.
Hello.
Oh, glad to meet you.
And this is Johnny Green, our orchestra leader.
How do you do, Mr. Green?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Baker.
Old friend,
You've got a great option, Mr. Green. What size baton do you use while conducting?
Well, I formerly used a 7-inch baton, but now I get much better results with a 9-inch one.
I use a 15-inch stick myself.
Oh, why?
It's easier to hit the musicians.
Mary.
Best away then, Mr. Best away. Just about to start our next number. Would you care to assist me in directing the boys?
I'd love to.
Very well, then. Play, Don.
Play, John.
Remember, no fencing.
Oh,
great, too. Didn't it, fellas?
You know,
I got to pay you two boys a compliment. I mean, you both have swell orchestras. I don't know, your music is so soothing and restful. It never gets in your hair.
Your what?
Hair. What's on your head?
My nose. I had my face lifted.
Frank Parker, for heaven's sake. Well, Frank, is it really you?
Yes, Jack. Happy as a lark and ready to give you the bird.
See, that's nice of you, but you didn't have to come all the way over here, Frank. You could just well have sent me a telegram.
Oh, I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, Frank, stop.
No, that's not enough.
Good old Frank, you haven't changed a bit, huh?
You know, you look the same, Jack, although you got fat.
Oh, where?
Between the ears.
Well, Mary, here's Frank. You remember Frank, huh?
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mary P. I missed you.
And I miss you too, Frank.
And what are we waiting for?
Hey, Frank, wait a minute. This is a little too long, Frank. You should have made it longer for the gag.
Oh, go on, Jack. I only kissed her like a father.
Yeah, father time.
Hey, Jack, didn't Buster come up here, too?
Sure, there he is.
Hiya, Tom.
Hello, Frankie. You got a wire, too, huh?
Yeah, it's collect.
Same old Jack. Say, Frank, listen, how did you know this was my anniversary?
Why, it's in all the papers, Jack. Here, I cut out a clipping.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, for the fourth consecutive time, Lefty Groves pitched an airtight game for the Red Sox, winning 6-0.
Oh, boy, in the fourth column, too, huh? Gee, that's something, huh?
Hello, Frank, old boy. How are you? Hi there, Wilson. What do you say?
I say the Jell-O is the largest selling gelatin dessert in the world, and every day millions of people eat it.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it.
Say, Frank, you know Johnny Green, huh?
Oh, sure. Hello, Johnny. Hello there, Frank. You know, Jack, we went to Harvard together, but I got in. Well. If you're going to give him all the laughs, all right.
Oh, Frank, and I want you to meet Kenny Baker from California.
Hello, Kenny. I'm very glad to know you.
Jesus, it's real.
Now that we're all here and acquainted, we are going on with our feature attraction. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to offer an original drama of the backwoods entitled The Cold of the Hill. This will go on immediately after the next number, which will be sung by Kenny Baker. Hey, Frank, John.
Yeah?
Stick around, you know, you're going to play in this too. Sing, Kenny.
Not a sign of people.
By Kenny Baker, and now for our play, The Cold of the Hills, which we will present in two acts. The locale is the bluegrass country, 200 miles south of Louisville, which is 5 hours by train, 2 hours by plane, and 20 minutes by bold venture. Take it, Wilson.
The action takes place in the homes of the Jake Bennies and the Best of Parks, who live within shooting distance of each other. And the feud is on! Curtain music jump!
Put that gun away, Jake. Suffer's awaiting.
Be right there, Sarah.
A shooting and a killing. A shooting and a killing. When is it going to stop?
We ain't going to quit till those Best of Parkers are wiped out. By gum and by jello. Ain't no room in these hills for both of us.
You said it, Pappy.
Get away from that door, Ken.
Say, Paul, what are you and Scott again, the Best of Parkers?
That's just it. I never did get the Best of Parkers. Remember when Heans and Weans was working on the same programming?
Yes, sir.
Well, one night I asked him how many hairs on a monkey's face, and he said the next time you shave, count them. He knew I couldn't count. Well, I ain't a tearing for that kind of city talk, and I may never forget
it. Reckon we ain't neither.
Yes, Sarah. 200 yards of a fighting and a scratching and a killing each other.
Looks like you're pleading up to a few.
Wouldn't be surprised. Hey, Ken, barricade that double door.
Oh, Pappy.
Huh?
They got me, Pappy. They got me. What was that, Paul?
Sarah, they uns got our boy, Ken. Got him right through the door.
I didn't know he was wearing them.
I'm a going, Pappy. I'm a getting weaker and weaker. Goodbye, Pappy. Goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye.
Poor Ken. He has such a nice tenor voice.
Yeah. You reckon I ought to take him out and bury him?
Better have your supper first. It's a getting cold.
So is Ken. Just, I'm so hungry right now, I could eat a horse.
Well, that's what we got.
Filly of soul, eh?
Oh, I'm a going, Pappy. You're going.
Take your time, son.
I'm a dying, Paul. Shucks, and I wanted to be president.
I know what you're for. You can be vice.
What do you mean?
You're a son.
Got them Bennies scared now. Looks like they're afraid of us.
Say, Frank, what have we got again them, Bennies?
Nothing. We've just passed the hitch keeping you killed for no reason at all. It's just a wreck.
Well, I'm willing to stick to you, Frank. But I ain't got no hankin' for that kind of fighting.
You ain't?
No, I just wear a slap. I just want it. I just want it. That's it. Right. Well, I can get that.
Well, Don, I guess that's one for the Benny. Getting cold feet, huh? Say, how did Williams make out today, Don?
We got 3 Bennies and a skunk.
Oh, 4 Bennies, huh?
Good thing I didn't hear that. Look, Frank, there's Jake down the window. Why don't you let him have it?
Chuck, can't waste the whole bullet on one, Benny. I'm waiting until someone gets behind him. Oh, Don's there now.
Land safe. There goes that jug of corn liquor.
That's a going too far. Ain't nothing sacred.
Howdy, Uncle Jake.
Hello there, John.
What are you doing? You shouldn't be walking around with your left arm shot up like that.
I've been seeking some cord for to tie it up with. It keeps the falling off.
You know, John, I don't like the way that arm of yours keeps a dropping off. It might be ailing. What's that you got under your other arm?
My right leg.
I'll put it in the umbrella stand and come to dinner.
You're right there, Aunt Phil.
Oh, darn it, I wish those Parkers would could hold off till we get through each. Where's our daughter, Mariah?
She went down to the village to buy a toothbrush. Got her hard to cut on it.
Toothbrush? What's that?
Oh, one of them things to rub on your teeth. They were using them in the city.
A toothbrush. Bob Gum, what'll they be thinking up next? Here comes Mariah now.
I'm shooting by, got my eye on a star in the sky. Hello, Pappy. Hello, Ma.
Liam's been worrying about you, gal. You shouldn't be out of doors with the weather like this.
That's all right, Pappy. He's out on the floor.
That's your brother, too. He was a standing by the door, and Liam's up in queue. Killed him, too. Your poor brother.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Don't take it so hard, Mariah. I know you love him.
Yeah. What do you got for supper, Ma? Nothing fancy, just a horse. I hope I don't get the leg again. Say, Pappy.
Yeah?
The guy was coming up to me. One of them guests at Pappy shot me.
He did?
Yeah, said he just heard about the 4th anniversary.
What else did he say, gal?
Said he was surprised you lasted that long.
Give me my rifle, I'll show him. There they are now, I'm sitting on the floor.
Hey, Pappy, Pappy, be careful. Let him hit
and
stunk.
And quickier. Take that, you ornery toad head. Watch out, Uncle Dick. They missed me.
That's all right, but I'm coming again.
You may got me, Pappy. You may got me.
I told you we should have buried him. I'll make them pay for this, or my name ain't Jake.
This shot gets you. Your name was Jake. Take that.
And missed me again.
Oh, yeah? Where's your ear?
Doggone it, and I wanted to hear Phil Baker. Hand me that other gun. Come on, John, let him have it.
Okay, Jake.
Federal man, eh?
Oh, boy. And I'm the person from the government.
I see all.
Quiet, Donald. What are you and do you want around here, Sonia?
Well, I came here to collect the pay for a new government project.
Is that so?
Sure enough. We were aiming to build up your canal 28 and a half miles long.
28 and a half mile canal, eh? Are you a whole and a half locked on it?
I don't even need the locks. Who's going to steal it?
I reckon you will to come to the right place, Ronja. The grass around here is so dry the cows get powdered here.
That's your hot lot. The first thing to my proposition, too. I'll give you your property cost out of $1.50 a month.
So is a heap of money.
Well, I'll pay enough support, Pa. Grass is running low.
No one's heard what she said, Sonja.
Ah, she's a chiseler. Well, I'll make a $2 for you. Come here.
Well, pass me the pen and pass me the ink.
Here.
Where do I scratch?
Right there, but don't make a block.
Not much. Ooh, Mariah, pick up that pen.
Never mind, Pa. I'll get you another one.
I want that one. My hand's on it. Well,
there
you are.
No, thank you.
Where's the money?
Well, I'll pass my car.
Call along with him, Mariah. And be careful.
All right, Kathy. Come along, Mr.
Heavy Tire Flufferman. With a Benzo on my knee. Well, come on, honey bunch.
Well, fellas, William's rich now. Hot diggity.
Yeah, and we can move away from these here.
No, we can't, Sarah. Not till the feud is over.
Feud! That's all I ever hear, and I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, Sarah. And speaking of feud, you will find the jello is the most delicious feud in the world. It's not that much. Strawberry, raspberry, lemon,
Thank you, Parker. Thank you, Becker.
You're welcome, Jack. Well, that's that. Why's the lion that federal man?
Him and his caucus was still not going to have bullets, yeah?
No, Williams are used to it.
Hey, Spencer, you know I like that daughter of yours? She thumps not a Denzel.
Williams like my daughter, eh?
Yeah, ha-ha, I still like her, yes. And, of course, I lost it to Mariah. You
can see that I'm surprised. Mariah, what have you and got to say about this?
Well, I'll tell you, my friend.
A new product to Metropolitan New York and New England. Yellow Ice Cream Mix, the modern, quick, easy way of making the very best ice cream you've ever tasted. Yellow Ice Cream Mix comes in five luscious flavors: vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, tutti frutti, and orange pineapple. The three fruit flavors are real, cut-up fruits in their own sweetened juices. The vanilla and chocolate syrups are deliciously mellow. Each flavor freezes smoothly and flawlessly in the trays of your automatic refrigerator. Just open a can of Jell-O Ice Cream Mix. Add some milk, some whipped cream. Stir only once during the freezing, and you'll have six generous portions of rich, creamy ice cream. Smooth and full-flavored, absolute luxury ice cream. See your grocer tomorrow and get some Jell-O Ice Cream Mix. If he hasn't put it in stock yet, he surely orders it for you. Never accept any substitute for Jell-O Ice Cream Mix, because nothing else will give you the same fine results. Remember the name, Jell-O Ice Cream Mix.
Thanks, Frank, for coming up here tonight. It was darn sweet of you. And you too, Don.
That's all right, Jack. I'm glad I came.
And I enjoyed it too.
I hope to see you soon again.
23 Skidoo.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Good night, folks.
Including Love and Bloom, From She Loves Me Not, and There's a Small Hotel from On Your Toes. This is a national broadcasting company.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.